Hello, Gary B. with a local and regional update, a service of Liberty Bank, 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Dateline Little Rock, where Governor Mike Beebe says he hopes that probes will determine whether public officials who are collecting pensions without ever leaving office, sometimes called double-dipping, are abusing the state's retirement system. Calico Rock, Izzard County authorities have arrested two people in connection with a residential burglary of the Patrick Thompson residence where over 40 guns, electronic equipment, and more were stolen. Sheriff Tate Lawrence identified those arrested as 48-year-old Noel Jean Lucy of Calico Rock and a relative of the Thompsons, 29-year-old Mandy Ruth Thompson of Mountain Home. Batesville, Lyon College Assistant Professor of Psychology Dr. Pat Mulick told Batesville Rotarians yesterday that post-traumatic stress syndrome, previously known as battle stress or shell shock, did not become an official psychological disorder until 1980. There is a suspect in the case. That story and more when we continue.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking, only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
Evening Shade. Sharp County authorities say there is a suspect in the Saturday shooting of an Evening Shade man, Eulogio Garcia, who died Sunday at a hospital. Police are awaiting an autopsy. Batesville. The city is studying traffic where 3rd and 4th Streets intersect Main. The city's using flashing red traffic lights in all directions for 3 months. After that 90-day period, a decision will be made on the feasibility of traffic signals at each intersection. Batesville. A pickup truck owned by a 4th City and stolen in Batesville early Saturday afternoon was found later the same day with the thief abandoning the truck in East Batesville and running away. He's still on the lam. Gas prices are averaging $2.36 a gallon for unleaded regular across the state today. Last week, the price was down to $2.28 a gallon. A year ago, the average price, $3.78 a gallon. Hot Springs has the lowest price this morning at $2.17 a gallon at Sam's Club. Dateline Jonesboro, where the city council has agreed to appropriate nearly $500,000 to help fund the city's public bus system. The Jonesboro Economical Transportation System began 4 years ago, and city voters in November overwhelmingly approved a plan for the city to continue to subsidize the system. This local and regional update has been brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank in Batesville, the bank with same-day posting, no matter the time of transaction. Gary B.